Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Pump. Oh, I want to be back.
He's trying to manifest it.
Well,
he's
because
trying to speak
he doesn't,
it into existence.
Because he doesn't have option B. And because he probably knows on some level that if he... Let me put it this way. If Russ had played so well that it was like overwhelming, A, they actually might still be in the postseason right now. And B, he wouldn't be saying, I want to be back in Pittsburgh, because he'd be considering all of his options.
Donnie, I just didn't hear anything that made me think that, like Cabali's take, that Russ actually was a silver lining to the Steelers' loss in Baltimore. I didn't hear a head coach who looked at it like, you know what, Russell Wilson is the least of our problems right now.
No, if anything, today told me that it seems like Justin Fields would have a better shot of being back here than Russell Wilson would.
And what was one of the things that made you feel that way?
Just in general, he spoke more highly of Justin Fields, but then he also went back to the quarterback mobility thing and how much of an importance that is for him. And we know that, one, yeah, he has shortcomings in other parts of his game, but Justin Fields is a lethal man on the ground.
Here is Tomlin on that exact topic.
Very, but that's not a new discussion. I've expressed that in this setting, in settings like these, for years. The X factor that quarterback mobility is in our game and how it's trending and been trending, that is not a new discussion.
He used to do that when, I think, trying to paint the picture that Ben, at the end of his career, was holding them back. And he would bring that up, and now he's just straight up alluding to it and acknowledging it in the press conferences when he would highlight the other team's quarterback mobility and their lack thereof. And what a advantage that was for the team they were playing.
How tough offense. It was for him as a defensive coach to prepare for that.
So, you know, he has talked about how Justin Fields is one of the great runners in the NFL. And I think, though, if he has that much belief and praise for Justin Fields, the runner, think about how little Tomlin must view his passing pedigree or passing acumen to bench that guy for Russ.
He must
this year.
Basically. He also must hold on. Think that there's no way Fields gets better, at least under the tutelage provided here.
Or I'm just going to play devil's advocate with this theory. They bring Russ in on a 1-year deal. They have to basically promise him that he's going to be the starting quarterback to get him to play here for the veteran minimum. We know that Russ has a pre-existing relationship and business partnership with one of the Steelers' owners. Mike knows that he has no real pressure to win this year. There's no rush to win. He'd like to win, but he also...
He doesn't operate with the same urgency other coaches would have had.
Right,
to.
So if he is a boss that wants to give Russell Wilson a shot, even if Mike is not fully on board with that, he's going to do it because if it doesn't work, he knows he gets 2025 promised to him in 2026 and 2027 and 2028. But the only thing that makes, I think, that theory fall apart is once Russ started to struggle, if Mike really believed in Fields, I think he would have just gone back to him.
Said, screw it, I don't care.
And he would have been able to tell his superiors, like, look, we tried it.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. Exactly.
What are you going to do? Do you want to win football games or do you want to keep relationships
exactly
that you have?
So I think Donnie's right. I mean, after listening to Tomlin today, if I were going to bet on a holdover quarterback to be on their team next year, it is Fields. What I'm a little bit, and as someone that was at first excited about the prospect of watching Fields play because of the athleticism, the thing that I have been really taken aback by is how many Steelers fans now seem to be excited about the idea of Fields for this
hey, let him play for 17 games and see what you've got, that kind of thing. Like, hey, give him a real chance now. The last, you just said to people, watch our YouTube feed. The last most recent comment is Fields number one QB for 2025. Let's go.
It just feels like another dead end to me after having watched him play. Unless the weapons around him get significantly better.
And the scheme that's created for him is tailored to exactly what he does well, which I don't trust them to do.
What is that scheme?
I mean, I do think there are probably elements of it from what Arthur Smith likes, which is we want to run the ball, we want to run it with you more as an element of the running game, and then run play action. But, man, my problem with Justin Fields is what kind of everyone in Chicago has said. Guy does not see things quickly enough to give himself kind of just a lot of the easy pitch and catch throws that like kind of make up the bulk of a lot of NFL offenses. And if you don't do that, then you got to have somebody who is elite at getting the first read open in most offenses. You know what I mean?
If his first read isn't there, he's either got to take off or just check the ball down immediately.
Yeah, but you know what problems that creates? Say you somehow bring George Pickens back and he's probably the first read on a lot of plays. Think of how ticked off your pass catchers are going to get if they know that, hey, unless this play's drawn up for me and I win, he's just taken off running.
Yeah, that was one thing Russ did better was he spread the ball around to the Steelers, as Tomlin says, the eligibles, better than Fields, in theory, Ken.
On this discussion, shouldn't they, another YouTube comment, we're getting the YouTubers out there, Donnie. Don't you think they should take a flyer maybe on Sam Darnold with a Mayfield-type deal?
No, you know what happened last night for me?
Sam Darnold, that bloom came off that rose.
So for years, I fell victim to the same thing the Steelers get entrapped by, which is when a guy plays well against you, you value those results more than the guy's total body of work. And so every time I've seen Sam Darnold play against the Steelers with the Jets and the Panthers, I've been impressed, even going back to his USC career when he played against Penn State in the Rose Bowl. So I've always felt with him like there's greatness in there somewhere, and it just needs to be unleashed, and I thought that Minnesota basically did that. My issue with him would be he's pretty much been put in a perfect situation, and it still doesn't look like he can get a team in a perfect situation further than where the Steelers are stuck.
No, he was seeing ghosts again. They did not protect him at all last night in that game, but his previous game was awful.
I don't know, Chris, if you look at how long he held onto the ball on those 9 sacks, it was like the same thing that people complain about with Russ and Fields.
I think it was a little bit of both, but even if you just acknowledge that to some extent he was responsible for it, it goes back to the same thing that people have always said about Sam Darnold, and it's that he doesn't see things quickly enough. Like I know Mayfield lost, and I had them go into the NFC title game, so I'm an idiot, whatever. But Mayfield, I think, it's actually disrespectful to mention him in a similar way to Sam Darnold. Like to say like they're the same guy. Mayfield is just a better quarterback. It's not particularly close.
Well, Mayfield had a year where he took a team to the playoffs and had one of the great passing touchdown rookie seasons of all time before.
And the guy threw 41
the Browns gave up on him.
Year.
Yes, and then he's had now back-to-back good years with the Bucs. Exactly. No, it's not. There's nothing comforting about this. I don't think that, and I don't even put a lot of stock in. Well, if it's Fields, you just grit it out for a year, and it gets back to the conversation Donnie brought up last hour about sucking for a quarterback in the draft. I don't see the Steelers executing a tank plan. What?
I'm addicted to these YouTube comments now. Sign Fields again and trade for Mason.
Well, you got like the Boobsburg guy on there. He's probably like giving you his take on things.
No,
right?
We've got the guy today that's amusing me is just Utah2NYC, who has just posted the fire emoji and then Tomlin's name like 10 times in the last hour. Intern Dom has chimed in on Twitter. Justin Fields ranked 23rd in the NFL in QBR this year and was lower than Russell Wilson. What is everybody's obsession with this guy? He played worse than Russ, who everyone wants to run out of town and replace with Fields. It doesn't make sense. This fan base is going crazy.
412-928-9370. Here's Matt in Gibsonia. Hello, Matt.
How are you guys?
Hey, man.
Well, I got two weird ones for you. First one is Tomlin will not leave until he surpasses Chuck Knoll as the all-time winningest coach here.
Why stop there? He won't leave until he's 94 years old and he breaks Don Shula's record for most wins.
But they won't even think about getting rid of him until then.
How long would he have to stay to pass Chuck Knoll in Super Bowl victories? He'd be the first 200-year-old man on the world?
He'd be friggin' Methuselah at that point.
It's not about Super Bowl wins. It's about winning games.
Are you saying for Mike it's about winning games? Because I think for fans, they would trade and say, yeah, if you tell me we're going to go 9-8 next year and make a run to the Super Bowl, I'll take that all day.
I would take that all day, too, but it's just about surpassing Knoll. They're tired of hearing about Knoll. They want someone newer.
He'll never surpass Chuck Knoll in the eye. Even if he were to win more games,
he will never surpass him. But I believe it's what they're trying to do.
Who is trying to do? You're implying that it's somebody other than Mike trying to do this.
The Rooneys. Yeah. And that, what's the other one, Matt?
Absolutely the Rooneys. But as for the quarterback, I don't trust Tomlin to coach any young quarterback coming out of college. I don't trust him to coach Justin Fields.
I don't trust the organization to surround a young quarterback with a big-time offensive coordinator and a vision for success. That goes beyond Mike for me. We don't hire a lot of good coaches. We have a small coaching staff. We are not seen as a place where talented coaches go to move up the ladder. There is no coaching tree. I think that's on Tomlin, yes. I think that's also on Art Rooney. I think that has always been a byproduct of Art Rooney. And I wish in some of these stories that get written nationally about Mike that it would get mentioned more that he just has no coaching tree to speak of, that you never hear about somebody on either side of the ball. It's one thing you say he's a defensive coach. Why should he have an offensive tree? Where are the defensive coaches he's brought?
I thought that the way that he managed his professional circumstance was really impressive. I thought he brought an urgency to his day-to-day work regardless of his role. I thought he got continually better within our system of ball throughout the process. I thought the way he conducted himself makes that a legitimate thought or idea at this juncture.
Mike Tomlin on the idea of Justin Fields being quarterback one next year and him being open to it. Supportive answer. Segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Check out their fan beer of the month, Shrew Brew Brewing's Polyphonic. Sales support the American Cancer Society. I think it's possible, although we've seen Tomlin go back on his word, that he said to Justin Fields, hey man, I'm going with Russ right now. Sit tight. We still believe in you. You can be our guy in 2025. And that made the pain of getting benched with a winning record easier for Justin Fields to endure and accept. I could see Mike doing that. I don't have that on authority. I'm not reporting that. I'm not saying a player or somebody inside the building told me that. But based on the way I know Mike works, and I know the things he'll say to pacify and placate players, and the way he's had to sometimes sell guys on being good citizens and getting, you know, sticking with the program and things like that, luring them here, recruiting players, things like that, I can see that kind of conversation happening mid-season when he had to tell him, you're the first quarterback in NFL history that started 4-2, wasn't injured.
And got benched,
yep.
I got distracted for a minute. I was watching Nick Wright's big segment that he teased at the beginning of his show.
Him getting splashed with water?
Yeah. Him breaking up with a take. Have you ever broken up with a take?
Kenny, remember I came on the air after that Cleveland game and said I'm done?
Are you breaking up with your Lamar is not going to be good enough take?
Close.
I'm starting to wobble on that one?
I'm going to the game Sunday night, it looks like. How? Bills, Ravens.
And you'll be going as a Bills partisan, correct? For the purposes of this game, I'm not saying you're a Bills. You know,
my goal is.
I'm not saying you're cheating on the Steelers or the Giants.
My goal is to see my dad go through a table on Sunday.
You think he would do it?
And I think I can coax him into it. Yeah.
Do you think he's in physically good enough condition to take a table?
He takes bumps as in his acting.
Can you imagine him getting leg dropped through a table, Donnie?
Remember when
Mr. Filippone covered in ketchup and mustard by zealous fans?
Donnie, remember I was so sure the Steelers were going to lose to the Bills. I said if the Steelers beat the Bills, I'll let somebody put me through a table. And the Dudley guy said,
"Oh yeah,
I'll do it."
We had a line of people. We had Bubba Dudley. We had MV Young, who's like a local wrestling teacher.
Britt Baker volunteered to do it.
That would have been one that would have set the old liability world aflame. We'd have had to have Top Dog Law, even though we didn't know about them yet on the line.
All right. Steelers quarterback questions galore here. Tomlin's response seemed more supportive of Fields than Russ. Didn't sound like he's really totally gung-ho or all in on any of these guys. Russ already working out, posting videos to Instagram of him in a gym with a medicine ball.
What are we doing
back
here,
in the
man?
Lab?
I know his little drill that he showed himself doing is better than the Jameis Winston stuff that he used to post, but only by matters of degree.
Nice guy, unbelievably corny,
see you, man.
Also washed, and I wish him the
see
best in what he does next.
Couple thrilling games where it looked like it might be different this year, but goodbye.
Mark is on the fan. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, Mark.
Hey, we're completely not talking about the part of the team, and we haven't been talking about it for like a decade, that needs the most help, and that's the reason the defense is not dominant the way it used to be. And that's the part of the defense that got run over on that playoff game, and that is the defensive line. And Kevin Colbert has done a terrible job, and that's why he got let go. And now Omar's trying to assemble some sort of dominance on this team, and it's going to happen slowly no matter what, you know. And that's why I hate the way people are talking about getting rid of Tomlin, is because if you get another coach, it's still going to take years to put together a solid team. No matter what you do, it's still going to take years because you got to draft.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can find a coach on the street that can go 8 years without a playoff win, Mark. No problem. That would be
nobody
easy.
Is complaining about Zach Taylor, and he has a quarterback. Nobody's
what do you mean? He went to the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship in back-to-back years.
And he didn't make the playoffs this year. So
okay,
you
you're
know,
right.
That sort of
who's been a better coach the last 4 years, Zach Taylor or Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin.
You're on
more
drugs.
Consistent.
You're on drugs. If you can't even answer the question, you have to change the answer and
Mike
say he's been more consistent.
Mike hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years. Zach Taylor has been to more AFC Championship games than Mike has won playoff games.
He also has a quarterback. You gotta depend on the player.
Do you think Mike was completely a bystander in, for example, picking Kenny Pickett in a huge reach in the first round? You think Mike was just off to the side?
That's not what he's good at. You gotta be able to have somebody help
Mark,
him.
He
you
goes know, he, to every senior bowl.
He loves
draft
that time
meeting,
of year.
College visit. His hands are in everything they do. How can you absolve him of blame for that?
Because he's only got so much time on his hands. Just because he's there doing his best at something doesn't mean that he's capable of being.
So hold on. So to be very clear here, are you saying Mike, because he's got a time crunch, should actually have no say in personnel decisions and should only coach the players he's got?
I'm saying he only has so much time to scout.
Yes or no question? Do you think Mike Tomlin should be removed from their player acquisition process? Yes or no?
No, because he is the coach of the team. So. But the problem is
But you're
that
blaming the GMs and not him for some of the players they have acquired and acting like he doesn't have any agency in that process when he has a lot.
It's not just the GM. There's so many things wrong with
yes,
the team.
Yes, the head
you know,
coach and the owner also
the
make
coach.
Yes,
the
I
only
am aware
common
of that.
Denominator
the coach
during
is the common denominator.
Yes,
so
the coach
is the owner.
And the owner are the only two common denominators, Mark. How can we not just, you know, hone in on them?
Because
of what?
Doing everything he can.
No, he's not.
Hold on a second. Time out.
If he was doing everything he could, he would scour the earth to find better coordinators, better coaches.
They lost to a quarterback they had a chance to draft and a running back that is historically great. And how did they lose to him?
And do you think that Mike, let me ask you a question, Mark. If Mike thought that Lamar Jackson, even with Roethlisberger entering the twilight of his career, but even with Roethlisberger under contract, if he went to Kevin Colbert and Art and said, "I know we have Ben, but we've got a plan for the future. He's coming to the end of the line. We need to draft Lamar Jackson." Do you think they would have drafted Lamar Jackson that year? Yes or no?
Yeah, I do think they would have.
Then you have to put that on him.
And also, when you say things like, well, how can you blame him? He lost.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's
okay.
perfect.
Thank you, Mark.
He's got the highest paid defense in the NFL,
Mark,
and they just got run on
Mark,
for 300 yards.
Mark, when you
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Look at Bill Belichick's
Mark,
record
when you,
without Brady.
And he's got six Super Bowls.
Mark,
it doesn't matter.
Mark, when you say things
and
like,
without Brady,
Mark,
he's got nothing.
I know that, and we brought that up. When you say things like, how can you blame him? He lost to Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. Fine. Well, then I'm just going to flip it on you. What do you say about him losing a playoff game when he has Ben Roethlisberger in the prime of his career at home to Blake effing Bortles?
Ben was a bum from day one. And
shut up, dude. Shut up.
Admittedly, I thought the end was kind of funny.
Shut up with that. I'm not going to stand for that football character assassination of Ben.
I mean, I think
he was a bum from day one.
They catered to Ben too much late in his career.
No doubt.
But like, the idea that like somehow he was dealing, you know, with his hands tied behind his back with a quarterback that could barely do anything is ridiculous.
What a ridiculous thing to say. No one's perfect, and he's trying his best.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the guy has been on the job for almost 20 years. I was a defender of his longer than most. And what we're reduced to now after an eighth straight season without a playoff win, what's the number? 73-0 in the first quarter of their last six playoff games? Having been outscored by like the scoring margin of a 1943 NFL title game in the first quarter, and now we're reduced to saying he's trying his best. What's the line from Christmas Vacation, Donnie? So do washing machines. He's trying really hard. He's working really hard at it.
Yeah, give him a participation trophy and some orange slices.
Like, what are we doing here?
I agree that their talent evaluation, their drafting, and all those things has been poor. Tomlin has a massive hand in that. And, like, I get tired of hearing things like, the reason why they didn't win is because they didn't invest in things like their defensive line. They're spending $130 million on defense. Larry Ogunjobi's making more than $10 million a year. Hayward was a good investment, and Benton was... You know, that actually worked.
The arrow still pointed up on Benton, and they had a first team all pro. Yeah. Like, you're not even making what I would think is a great evaluation.
Donnie Football Debrief every day at 4:30. He finds a football topic, the one that is most interesting, most entertaining, most illuminating to him. And we break it down here for a few minutes. Usually as a sponsor, it doesn't yet in 2025, so get on board. If you like football and you like Donnie, this is the place to be. Don?
The Debrief, January 14, 2025. We get this from Dan Graziano and the ESPN crew today. Prediction for the next Jets head coach, Arthur Smith, current Steelers offensive coordinator.
That would be Woody Johnson and Arthur Smith's dad having a bond over being...
Hey, you want to be... We're talking about being rich guys?
Rich entrepreneurs.
I'm a billionaire. You're a billionaire. I have great ideas.
I mean,
me too.
Nothing about what Arthur Smith did in Atlanta and nothing about what he did here I think is sellable to the Jets organization as a way out of this run of misery where they have not won a playoff game since they beat the Patriots to get to the AFC Championship game here in 2010.
One of the few teams with a longer playoff win drought than the Steelers. Arthur Smith, no offense to him, although I don't really care if he thinks that I'm a jerk or not. He kind of proved what he was all about in a less than perfect situation as head coach in Atlanta. He had some positional talent and couldn't get quarterback even close to right. You know what I would love, though, Pony, about this if it actually happened? Forget about the opening it would create on the Steelers staff, and then maybe there's something interesting that becomes of that. You would then have to see, would we get Mike Greenberg trying to pretend on television that this was a good move because Arthur Smith did great under Mike Tomlin for, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Greenberg would spin this in just the most disgusting,
he'd say,
pathetic,
well,
sniveling
Arthur
way
Smith
imaginable.
Is good enough for Mike Tomlin, he's good enough for me.
I believe in my New York Jets.
Meanwhile, Rex Ryan is sitting next to him and
him
wants
like
to
a duck.
Body slam him because...
He wants that job.
Okay, can I make a comment about Artie Smith that is maybe a little bit out of pocket or out of bounds?
When has it ever stopped you before, and why are you asking permission now?
I can't believe how old the guy looks.
It's all that Zin. Crowley's going to age in dog years.
Donnie, have you ever looked up how old Artie Smith is?
He's like 45, isn't he? He's not that much older than me, I don't think.
If you had to guess, and I've given it away, by the way, I'm leading the witness here.
He's definitely within maybe 6 years, I'll give it. I think he's 46 at his absolute oldest, and I've never looked it up.
I was going to say like 48.
He's 42.
Oh, my God, dude. He's 42?
Yep.
It's the stash.
He is aging in dog years. I thought when you were rich, you could afford like things that kept you looking young.
Yeah, I mean, look at Brady.
Oh, Brady looks like a waxen, like non-real human being.
It looks like Brady gets Botox before every game he calls on Fox. His face looks plastic.
Yeah, Brady looks terrible, man. He has that waxen look. He looks more like, honestly, a mortician gets him ready every morning.
You know, Johnny the Barber was a mortician before he became a barber. That's what his degree is from Ohio State.
Problem. One of our other true loyal listeners, Fake John and Robinson, went and looked this up. I got a screenshot that day. It said he searched majors on Ohio State's website. Mortuary science, nowhere to be found, boys. I believe we've got a degree controversy. Did you or did you not graduate from The Ohio State University?
Tomlin today on Artie Smith.
You know, I thought we had a good experience in a lot of areas. Certainly the fact that we're talking here today is reflective of it's not always been good, but that could be any component of this thing, man. Like, we're so interdependent in this business, and that's why it's the ultimate team game. I get asked often how Russ performed or how Arthur performed or how the defense performed, and you know, those lines get blurred because of the interdependency in this game, and that's just a component of it. Certainly there's impact from outside forces on evaluations, but that's why what we're doing right now is so significant.
Can I tell you why that's a cop-out answer? Because Tomlin has no problem singling out individual success. But then he says there, because football is the ultimate team game and there's interdependency and one hand washes the other, he can't really give expansive comments on the job a guy did. Which I think when he goes to that well, it actually gives away how he really feels, which is the guy did a so-so job.
But he did the job so-so under Mike's like orders and influence, which is what I can never escape. I do think they hired somebody who had a similar philosophy on football to Mike, but let me put it this way. Arthur Smith might like to pound the rock and run play action and all that and ball control, but he's an offensive coordinator. By trade, he knows he's got to score points and show some explosiveness. Like, he doesn't want to neuter things to that degree. 42. Dude, I'm sorry. 42 is just hard to process, man.
I think we'd all like the Steelers to be competitive the next time they're in the playoffs. They signed a quarterback today who's been more competitive in a playoff game than the Steelers in recent times.
He's been more competitive, I would say, than Ben has been since going back to what? Like the 2016 playoffs?
Now, his stats from the game are atrocious.
But his team's performance.
Skylar Thompson signed a deal with the Steelers today. He started the wild card game for the Dolphins against the Bills in 2022. The Dolphins lost that game 34-31. He threw a touchdown and two picks as a seventh round pick rookie.
He actually was dog vomit in that game.
Yep.
18 of 45, Donnie. Skylar Thompson, Donnie, from? I could tell. I knew I was going to get you with this.
I wanted
one
to say, like, TCU.
But
color scheme is not too far off. Kansas State.
He'll fit right in because the Dolphins did get down 17-0 in that game. That's already like an easy way. That's a nice icebreaker for Skylar Thompson and Mike Tomlin. They both know that feeling.
I remember watching that game, and it was definitely one of those, how on earth are the Dolphins still in this thing? I know they had a bunch of turnovers that they got, including
they took the lead. They scored 24 unanswered points.
Scoop and score.
That was Donnie Football's debrief. Here is Jared on the fan. Hello, Jared.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, wanted to play devil's advocate for just a second here. Am I the only one who thinks that Fields shouldn't have been benched?
At the time, I think we all said we would have like ultimately gone with him.
I agree with you now in retrospect that they would have been better off just playing Fields the entire season and seeing what they had in him.
Yeah, you know, because I'm looking at his stats here, and if you guys wouldn't mind, I would like to read them off, and I would like to get your guys' thoughts on this.
Okay, I don't know. I don't like where this is going. Sorry, Jared. Just my spidey sense is going, and I heard something in the background said call is being recorded.
And I don't think call is being recorded. Here's my guess. Likes the show a lot and wanted to send it to his buddies. Hey, look, I got on the air with the guys.
Okay,
in the fan,
my bad, Jared.
I had my stats lined up. I was ready to go.
That was my here comes a prank call antenna going up.
What did you think he was going to do? He had 5 touchdowns and 6 rushing touchdowns and Baba Booey, Baba Booey, you know.
Howard Stern's wiener or something like that. Yeah, I did. Sorry. I did. Great guy, possibly, but I just started to get...
We apologize if you were just going straight away. And also, we know Justin Fields' stats. Donnie, I don't know. Do you remember where you stood? I think I was a Russ guy at the start who said he should get the job back. And then I want to say, to just my discredit, I did flip-flop and say Fields played well enough that he should get the job. And then you know what I actually said? After the Dallas game or whatever, I was saying, I'm starting to waver here and rock the boat. I think I was very wishy-washy on that.
It took a couple of Russ games for me to jump to his side because I did have the questions of, okay, yeah, the Steelers' offense isn't great. How much better will it be overall with Russell Wilson? I mean, to his credit, the first few games for him.
He was firing.
Yeah, outside of that first half against the Jets, it looked a whole lot better. And I said, okay, well, I was wrong about that, but then it kind of leveled out in a big way.
So some of the touchdown numbers, like he threw 2 touchdowns Fields did against Dallas. I do think there is something you can say about his run, though. His performances looked more and more, other than in Indy where he almost brought them back. It did feel like a diminishing returns thing from this standpoint. 74% of his passes completed, like nice tight little performances, good little, like very controlled games, right? Up through the Chargers game, and then you can look at some of the outlying numbers and say, like, well, wait a minute, this guy was starting to trend in the wrong direction.
Cowboys and Raiders games for sure, even though they won
the Raiders
Vegas game,
he definitely was trending in the wrong direction.
Here's Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. So the problem is nothing, you know, not to be a pessimist, but nothing's going to change while Tallman is head coach unless the Rooneys force him or...
Hold on, Dave, that's the real point. Nothing's going to change as long as right. Art Rooney II is okay with what he's watching, which is the biggest story.
Well, not only that, because even if they tank and they get a quarterback, he's not going to let him grow. I mean, you think if they had Bo Nix this year that he would have still been playing by the end of the year after the way he started? That's the thing.
I think the more fair thing to say there is, would Bo Nix have blossomed the way he mostly did down the stretch, like, or would they have kept the shackles on him and tried to win games ugly?
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. Thanks, Chris. That's the point. He will not let any quarterback blossom, so to speak. Once if he gets nervous at all, he totally lives in his fear.
I mean, that's a pretty nihilistic viewpoint of, like, it doesn't even matter who they bring in because Tomlin's just going to find a way to screw it up, which, I mean, it's hard for me to argue that right now.
I have a question for both of you. Well, we all think that when Russ started to turn the ball over, he kind of turtled again and wanted it to be more conservative.
Yes, he said as much after the Bengals game.
I have a question then for both of you. So I think there's probably some real honest truth to this, that he inherits Ben. He's never seen as, like, the guy who developed Ben. He's never seen as the main reason for success. But we all know that he has a huge hand in drafting these players, right?
Yes.
If he drafted the next big-time quarterback and it was just a guy cut out of, like, the Drake May or Josh Allen mold and the guy started to ball out, I do think Mike would let him do his thing because he could always say, I drafted him. Like, I am the reason the guy is here. He wouldn't see it as the stigma of, I inherited this player. He would let the guy do his thing.
My counterpoint to that is, by all accounts, he loved Justin Fields coming out of college and would have taken him with the first pick in the draft if that's where the Steelers were picking. And he got him, although with scar tissue and with some stain on him from his Chicago days. And it looked like the strategy with him right from the beginning was much like it was with Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky, just don't screw it up. Play conservatively, don't turn the ball over.
I think scar tissue has a big role in that personally. But I guess, like, the fairer criticism is just we have no idea if he drafted, like, a big-time weapon at quarterback. They loved Mahomes. In some alternate universe, does Mahomes come here and he's allowed to play the way he plays in Kansas City and he's nurtured the way he is? Of course not.
I still think he's great, but I don't think he's as good.
Well, he's great because he appears to be, like, somewhat coach-proof. So does Allen. But, like, yeah, I think he doesn't have 3 Super Bowls.